Flanked by lawmakers, sheriffs, and victims' advocates, Governor Scott said the package of bills will make the state safer.
As a father of two girls and a grandfather of three little boys, I think about how the legislation I'm signing today will affect Florida's families. It will make Florida's children safer, and the four-bill package adds protections for our communities, especially for our children.
Dina Thompson, who started the Summer Thompson Foundation in honor of her daughter who was abducted by a sexual predator in 2009, says she thinks the laws will send a clear message.
Today, we are all taking a stand together to let those know who pray against our children that Florida is scorched earth, and we will not stand for it.
Senate President Don Gates says the quick passage of these bills shows the legislature's commitment to the issue. House Speaker Will Weatherford agrees.
But I will tell you, Mr. President, to take up this bill on the very first day of session, in the first hour of the Florida Senate, showed the commitment of the Florida Senate and of this legislature to make sure that we got this issue done. I am proud of the effort.
Port St. Lucie Republican Rep. Gail Harrell says the new laws will completely change the way Florida deals with sexual predators.
So this was a partnership, an endeavor together to make sure we covered all aspects of the spectrum, from law enforcement, from arrest, through incarceration, through the process once they finished their prison terms, so that we could keep the public safe, and most importantly, our children safe.
Fort Walton Beach Republican Rep. Matt Gates says the new laws come with tough new penalties.
There's going to be a 50-year mandatory minimum state prison sanction for anyone who rapes a child under 12, a senior, or someone who's developmentally disabled.
On July 1st, two of the new laws take effect. The others take effect in October. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.